It's the honesty game, our favourite part of the week, where you get to know a little bit more about the team. Now, when are we going to do like a special X-rated late night version of this?
What about this day next week?
Yeah?
Yeah, let me think. What have I got next Tuesday? No, it's Wednesday.
Whenever you can fit me in, love.
I'm trying to think. That's one of the questions.
I'll get back to me, yeah?
I'm trying to think a good day for it.
Right, we'll
What'd be a good day for you?
Any? Nah. Wednesday's quite a big football night, isn't it?
It is. Tuesday? This day next week.
Right, okay. So next Tuesday at 10 o'clock on the Colin Murray Show, there'll be a special late night version of the Honesty Game.
Yeah.
Right, so everyone ready? Remember, you can get one pass out. We choose not to answer the question. You get me?
Not doing that in the evenings. No passes in
really?
This X-rated one, yeah.
Rubbish. Hello, who's that?
Andy Hall.
Where are you, Andy?
In Scarborough.
And what's your question?
Have you ever seen any of your fellow DJs naked?
Chappers.
Yeah, I've seen you naked, I think. Colin, not right. You. I've seen Spoonie naked. I've seen Dr. Mark naked. Who else has
Can
been?
Can you tell us why?
Soccer 6.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spoonie's the one that springs to mind from the Soccer 6.
Without a shadow. Well, yeah, we all played on the same football team.
What, naked?
No, not naked.
Yeah,
we all had a celebratory shower afterwards after winning.
Did you?
Yeah.
And I wasn't there.
Not in the one shower. If football changing rooms have several showers, and we all took a shower each, and we all came out of that dressing room quite impressed with Spoonie.
Put it this way: as he walked out of the shower, he took on the appearance of an Isle of Man 50p.
Yes,
I'll leave that one.
Nicely put.
Yeah.
So
three legs.
Thanks. Tripod.
Scott, what about you? Have you ever seen any Radio 1 DJs naked, or would you like to use your pass?
I'd like to pass. I think.
We could answer this, come on, for him.
No, we can't answer.
Do not do that.
You like what you saw, didn't you?
No.
What do you mean you did?
No,
you said you were impressed.
No, I didn't.
You were like, whoa, you kept that a secret? That was your exact words?
No, it was not.
It was?
Why, were you there?
It's a pass from me. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
It's Claire.
All right, Claire, what's your question?
My question is, have any of you done anything that would abuse your power on the radio to kind of get a date with someone?
In what way?
Just if you kind of see someone that you quite like and you think, yeah, I'd like to take you out or maybe a bit more, and then use the fact that you work on the radio to get the date.
Colin?
No. I haven't. It's the honest answer. It's not a cop night.
Chappers?
No, it's not a very good... It's not a very good chat line, is it?
Sometimes people might recognise you and would maybe want to fornicate for that reason.
You see, in my eyes, Colin, everyone's a listener. You know what I mean?
And that, like, yeah, okay.
I mean,
no, I would never.
So, I mean, if you're saying the lady that just called in that if people ask what you do and you say yes, that's what I do, then if that impresses them, then I'll say yeah, I probably have done that, but not on purpose.
It's just like if you find a nurse sexy or something, or a doctor.
Yeah, but I don't think I've done it on purpose, Laura.
I had a competition.
Yeah, that's right. It was a whole competition where
that
she
was abusing.
That really was.
She was abused during that competition.
That's a definite yes from
At least three of the five finalists.
Just not the one with the accordion.
He only got second base. Was I? Remember? See his hands full.
Yeah.
Do you ever have him back on? Is he doing the circuit now? Like cruises and all that there?
No.
No.
He had to stand up every time we play the national anthem.
Loved him. What was his name? Ben.
He's
Ben.
Well, I loved him. What was his name? Fan of showbiz over there.
Yeah, that's what he's like.
Everyone's a listener. No, I don't know. I know stories of people using. They wouldn't obviously do it. Wouldn't speak out of turn. But I've heard all sorts of stories.
Famous people using their position.
But DJs, yeah.
DJs.
Yeah.
On this station.
Well, I'd say I wouldn't go any further, and that's not my place.
Okay. Hello, everyone, who's this?
It's Rebecca from Tynorstal.
Hello, what's your question?
What's the weirdest number you've got in your phone book?
Okay.
How old was that? Were they three?
What?
Was that person 3 years old?
I don't know.
They sounded like one of the Dear Gem, where you fix it. You know, the person that does the voiceover?
Yeah.
Fix it.
What was the weirdest number?
In your phone book.
Don't know. This is a bit uneventful. I've Roy Walker, but by default, I've seen it somewhere and put it in my phone. I've never rang him.
Okay.
Probably Demi Moore.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Is it not Demi Moore?
Oh, well,
Demi Moore.
To her friends. yeah, her probably. Don't look at me like that.
How did you get that?
I can't say. I can't reveal. But it is.
We called
it
her.
We called her to prove
check it was her. Yeah,
like
it was.
Her mate and all?
No.
Is he heck? Not him. Friends with Demi Moore? I just imagine that. Demi, do you want to come out and watch a United game in the pub?
Gee, yeah.
Gee, sure.
Gee, sure. Demi.
So yours is Roy Walker. I don't believe that's the most weird one.
I don't have
got
any weird people's numbers on my phone. What do you mean by like weird?
Just, I don't know, unusual or
creeps? Yeah. I don't get that.
Okay, I've got the freak from Prisoner Sub Lock H.
Oh.
Home number. Don't ask.
Home number.
And also Bernie Nolan.
Nolan. Yeah. She's nice.
She is nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's still.
She what?
Still around?
Yeah. But she's not dead, Colin.
That would be weird. I don't know. Have any dead people's number?
No, I don't think. No, I don't think I have, actually. Although it would be quite weird to get rid of it, though.
Yeah, look at Eamon Holmes.
He's not dead, though.
No, I'm not saying dead. People don't say he's dead.
Eamon Holmes isn't dead. If you just tuned in, he's not dead.
Just for that one second.
Jodie Marsh, Laura. Yeah, that's quite weird. Marsh. You've got weirder ones, though.
David Dickinson.
Yeah.
Ben Fogle.
Yeah.
Alistair Griffin.
My God, you've got the phone numbers of everyone I hate. You got Jamie Oliver in there.
It's been a fairly uneventful honesty game so far. No real big secrets revealed.
I think what's happened is we've jumped the shark. Because we're being so honest. The bar's so high now.
Yeah,
we've no shame.
Yeah. There's no shame left.
There's nowhere we can go.
All right, let's try again. Hello, Radio 1.
It's Simon.
All right, Simon, what's your question?
My question is, basically, if you've ever been caught out on a one-night stand with an absolute minger and basically had to escape in the morning like a ninja...
Full outfit, no. Nunchucks.
Chappers.
Yes. But I wouldn't say she was an absolute minger. She was just a bit rough. And she wore a Wonder Bra, which I think is false advertising, really, and was very disappointing. Yeah. And I didn't really escape like a ninja, but I left my own house.
Your own house?
Yeah, just to get rid of it. It was like in student...
What, you left her in the house?
How does that work?
Well, I just left my mates to get rid of her somehow.
All right.
And just went down the amusement arcade for some breakfast.
Were your mates there? Was it more than two involved?
No. It was just a shared house.
All right.
Oh, God, no. You haven't seen my mates.
No. Did you take one for the team? Was it? But what I mean, what I mean by that, like, was she with someone else and your mate pulled the other one and you were left with?
No. I did it all my own. I was just drunk.
Oh, right, good.
So you kind of... I have no excuse, really. Just seriously bad beer goggles.
So you just huffed off, did you?
I did huff off, yeah, not for the first time in my life.
I know. Mm. I have to say, yes, I have. Not like a ninja, but I have done that thing where you have to slowly remove the hand and then wriggle out of the bed and hope they don't wake up.
What do you mean by remove the hand?
Remove the hand.
And that's the hard bit. That always wakes him up.
How can you sleep like that? That's the other thing.
Because normally if they were to turn over in the sleep, they'd break your arm.
God, that must be painful.
Well, you know, sometimes they might be touching you.
Uncomfortable but warm.
Colin.
No, I haven't. Well, I haven't had that many one-night stands. I'm quite...
Me neither.
It's strange that I was never very good at it. I wasn't very clinical, you know.
Mm.
But I remember... I haven't escaped like a ninja, but there was a girl that wasn't the hottest once. I remember it was about 17, 18, and my mate actually did all the chatting up, but we went home in two separate taxis, and by the time he got home, I was already in the bedroom, doing a deed. And her name was Jude. So I remember walking out of the bedroom, and since we'd went in the 5 minutes that we'd taken in the bedroom, my mates had came home, and as I walked out of the bedroom, they were playing Hey Jude by the Beatles and singing along. Nah, not really drunk. That was quite funny. But no, never really any mingers. She wasn't. She was no Greta Garbo, but why did Greta Garbo?
I don't know. She was no Greta Garbo.
She was spending her day.
She's dead.
She was no Sam Fox. She wasn't dead. And thanks, sleeping.
Thanks for bringing up to date with Sam Fox.
She was no Rusty Lee.
But there we are. Oh. Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Andrew.
Tell me your question, Andrew.
Yeah, I just want to know, any of you ever had a photo or video mishap with your phone? Something gone a bit awry when you've been doing it?
I'd like to say no, because I don't really take any photos on my phone of any great consequence. I don't really use the picture facility, and I certainly don't use the video one.
You should.
I think it's a blunder.
In a relationship, you know, when you're in the bath or something, you send a nice picture over, just you know, a few bubbles in your chest, and send it over.
No.
Hello, love, I'm getting washed, I'll see you soon. That's everything.
Well, you send text messages to your girlfriend saying, hello, I'm having a wash. Is it that infrequent in your life?
Yeah. Especially when she's only in the living room.
Look at me. Look at me, I'm having a wash. Chopper?
No.
Right. And there ends. What?
No pictures for you either?
No.
That's what makes the world go round.
What, pictures on your phone?
Aye.
Really? And video?
Not on a phone, but I was at a drunken night out once with a girlfriend and ended up in a hotel room. I was lying in the bed naked and she said, can I take a picture of your chest? You know, if you're facing your chest, I was like, you're not taking a picture of me naked on this disposable camera. She said, oh, no, I promise I'll just take, but just here, because she liked my chest. And I was like, okay, just there. And as she went to take it, she fell over. And we laughed a lot about it. Ha, 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 that's funny. Forgot about it completely. So we're a bit drunk. And when the pictures came back from Snappy Snaps, there I was, full frontal, on the bed, and very excited. And
having a laugh.
And she'd fallen over, had she?
I was thinking, if they have seen that, and, you know, as they look through the check, it's lucky they probably don't all the time, because it was the most horrific X-rated picture I've ever seen in my life. So that wasn't great.
Did you go and pick them up from Snappy Snaps?
No, I didn't, but I blushed every time I walked past it. I know what they'd seen.
And there ends this Tuesday's Honesty Game on Radio 1. It was a good one, I think.
It got better.
No, it got better.
Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday will be the special late night edition on the Colin Murray Show from 10 o'clock on Radio 1.
This is the bit where Scott asks me what's on my show, but he doesn't really care.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.